All right, we're back. Marks and Reese live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. The day after Carson Wentz tears his ACL out for the season. A little bit later, we'll talk about what that means for next season. So the odds hike, Super Bowl odds, obviously have changed at least a little bit. Bovada releases the fresh odds. Ironically, they wait until after the announcement with Carson. The Eagles last week had the second-best odds behind the Patriots at 6-1. This week, they are 9-1. So you have the Patriots, Steelers, Minnesota Vikings are now the odds-on favorite to win the Super Bowl at 8-1. Now, the NFC Championship.
You mean to win the NFC?
Yeah. Well, no, to actually win the Super Bowl.
Minnesota is?
Yeah, they're 8-1. Pittsburgh's 4-1, New England's 9-4, and the Eagles are 9-1. That's to win the Super Bowl. So let's give you the NFC champion to get to the Super Bowl.
How the hell did Minnesota become favorites to win the Super Bowl?
Well, they're the top NFC team to be a favorite. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So the Patriots are the odds-on favorite, then the Steelers, and then the Vikings.
Right.
So they jumped the Eagles. The Vikings now are 11-4 odds to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. The Eagles, though, are 3-1. So they're still ahead of the Rams at 7-1 and the Saints at 7-1 and the Seahawks at 15-2. So it's not like the Eagles have plummeted to the fourth or fifth team expected to go to the Super Bowl. And I think the biggest reason why, and we had talked about it in the opening, say all they got to do is win two more games at most. And they win one more game, they have a first-round bye.
Yep.
They win two more, they have the number one seed, and they don't have to worry about anything other than winning those two playoff games.
Yep.
So there you go.
And they can do that.
They can do that. I agree.
They can do that at home. You got enough. Now, here's the things they have to do. They got to get the offensive line together. Pass protection, running the football has been good. We just have to run the football a little bit more. You know, you got to run the football a little bit more. Let that sort of lead the way. That'll allow you to do some play action. That'll open up some passing windows for Nick. His ball doesn't have as much zip on it. It takes a little longer to get there, so it means the window has to stay open a little bit longer.
Good point.
Which is what he's going to need. And you're going to need the running game to sort of set that up. You know, you think back to his great year in 2013, a lot of his throws were to wide-open guys. I mean, there were guys with windows wide open he was able to get those balls to. So that's sort of what he needs because his balls just don't have as much zip on it. But that's okay. That's what Doug and Frank and John DeFilippo have to do with the game plan. Red zone can stay the same. Those are throws he can make. All those throws, tight ends, Alshon, Nelson, all throws Nick can make. Running the football is what you got to do. You got to tighten up that offensive line in the passing game. That's what you got to do, pass protect. Because as a defense, I'm attacking Nick Foles because I know where he's going to be at. He's not running away from me.
Is this me, Chance Warmack and, say, Amalu Campy playing in there? The Wisniewski injury yesterday really hurt them. It
definitely hurt. So you got to get Wiz back on the field to put him next to Lane Johnson. Put him next to Big V. And then the defense. We've been leaking oil the last 2 weeks on defense.
Got to step up.
Yesterday wasn't Russell Wilson running around, so that's not an excuse. We gave that excuse for last Sunday.
No, it was Todd Gurley running around yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday was Todd Gurley running around and Cooper Kupp wide open everywhere.
Oh, boy.
So, you know, some plays made by the Rams at times that we got to sort of tighten some things up on the defensive side of the ball. Special teams, I don't necessarily need you to be special, but you can't be a liability out there. That blocked punt.
Well, Amos had the other one blocked, too.
Yeah, you can't be a liability at special teams.
At the very least, fair catch the ball.
Hey, man.
And punt the ball away. Yeah. No big returns, no blocks. Certainly
That's
no blocks.
That's all I need you to do. You don't have to be special. But you can't be a liability out there where we're afraid to kick the ball off or afraid to return kick. So we got 3 weeks to sort of tighten that up. Hopefully we can get two wins out of these 3 weeks, and we'll have that number one seed. But I do expect us to get, at the very least, one win. And so I expect us to have a bye week. And if you have a bye week, I expect us to win that first home game in the second round and then win the NFC Championship game. And I'll let the chips fall where they may.
Mm-hmm. Let's just get to the Super Bowl. Worry about that. 888-729-9494. A lot of people with a lot to say today. We'll go to Joe. Lower Makesfield. Joe, Marks and Reese, man. What's up?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up, Joe?
Oh, not a whole lot. Listen, I'm looking at this, and to be honest with you, I'm born and raised in Philly. I love the Eagles, but I waited a long time here before I jumped back on the bandwagon, switched over to the Patriots some 8 years ago. I love football in its purest form. I admire excellence in coaching. So I'm looking at coaching, and you have this quarterback. This quarterback, who is your franchise? He is your tag going forward. You have Jay Ajayi. You have Garrett Blunt. You have young talent, Barner Clemens. Why is there no impression made on this young man that don't run, don't run, don't run, dirt shovel it, go down, throw it away? Why is there the insistence in allowing this man to run?
But I mean, hon, you're blaming Doug for it?
Allowing him to run?
Yes, I'm blaming the coach for it, yes.
Well, these are instinctive runs. That play yesterday was Carson out there just playing football. I mean, he didn't see anything open, so he took off and ran it in for a touchdown. I mean, then it got called back.
Correct.
So I don't understand how the coach could prevent him from doing that.
Okay. In the timeout, commercial timeout, before that, I say, listen, Carson, listen, this is what he wants you to do. Listen, go ahead, dirt shovel. We want your hand off. We want you to throw it to where someone can walk for Alshon Jeffrey in the back, in the corner, a fade, a Randy Moss, something like that. But listen, we don't want you running it here. You know, you're this late in the season. This is third game, fourth game, when they're playing all.
Yeah, Joe,
that's not going to happen, Joe.
Yeah, Joe, go follow the Patriots again. I don't mean to be mean, but you admitted to jumping off the bandwagon for the Eagles, so just go watch the Patriots.
Yeah, that's not – you can't tell the guy not to run. What are you going to do, standing there and just take hits? He's going to do what's instinctive to him. He's going to take off whenever he needs to.
What he's saying – first of all, he saw a hole. He's trying to score a touchdown. He ran it for a touchdown. Until a guy, and what he's saying isn't ridiculous to where he's at some point in his career, he's going to have to realize that when he takes off and runs like that, Donovan figured it out after a couple injuries where I think that's one of the reasons why he didn't want to run as much. It's going to get to a point where if he can't protect himself and he can't stop getting injured, then he's going to have to dial back how many times he's out there trying to run the ball. Russell Wilson does a great job of not taking hits, big hits, when he runs. Mm-hmm. He gets down. So maybe he's going to have to figure it out. Maybe he's never going to figure it out.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. To me, that wasn't a reckless play. That's late in the game. It's not like when he was in Carolina early in the game and he thought he saw an opening and he was just going to run through three defenders there. Remember that in Carolina where he tried to run through three defenders down by the goal line? Yeah, I don't need him doing that. But when it's late in the game and he's trying to score to put the team up, he's been a football player. That's what makes him him. He's been a football player. And when we start trying to micromanage how he plays the game because we want to protect him, I mean, people criticized Donovan when he decided not to run anymore. People criticized him.
Well, I think because some people thought that he was not running because he didn't want to be called a running quarterback. But
regardless of the reason,
you got to stay healthy. But you also don't want to take away from what makes you a dynamic player. And one of the big reasons that he's a dynamic player is because of the athletic ability and the fact he's able to run and he's able to make plays with his legs. I mean, you're asking a guy until you're telling Carson you can't run. First of all, Doug's not saying that to him in the timeout. By the way, Carson, don't run. It's the end of the game. Blah, blah, blah.
He's supposed to be smart when you do it. But in that instance, what could he do? What is he going to do, slide at the 3-yard line?
No, I have no problem with the play at all.
I mean, it was instinctive.
I'm still trying to figure out where he hurt the knee. Mm-hmm. They were saying it was a non-contact injury, but I didn't see where the non-contact injury happened.
I didn't see it either.
I thought he hurt his ribs, like he got twisted after he kind of limped off. It was like, wow, he busted ribs. I had no idea it was ACL.
Everything hurt.
Oh, yeah, I bet. He took a beat. What, did he have 20 hits on him?
Yeah.
And he wasn't running a lot outside the pocket. A lot of those hits were within the pocket. Let's go to Dan in North Wales. Dan, what's going on, man?
What up, Dan?
Hey guys, not too much. Absolutely love your show. Hey, I got 2 points to make here real quick. One, I don't know about you guys, but a few years ago when, you know, Don McNabb, if he went out and we had Coy Detmer coming in, that was cringeworthy. That was, oh, man, you know, this is going to go bad. We're not going to win this game or, you know, playoffs. And then my second point is, even though, you know, yeah, losing Carson's horrible, you know, realistically, what were our expectations for this year coming into the season? You know, we weren't thinking Super Bowl. We were thinking, you know, let's see some improvement. Let's see these guys, you know, really keep going what we started last year and hopefully make a playoff game.
Well, so, my expectation was win a division and win a playoff game.
Yeah, and I think that's fair.
Yeah.
And, you know, I still think we can absolutely do that. But, you know, Nick Foles, he's a solid quarterback. He's not Coy Detmer coming in here and, you know, the season's lost.
No, he's right. He's been a starter in this
he's
league.
He's got like 36, 37 starts under his belt.
Was in the Pro Bowl?
Yep.
Remember his performance at the Pro Bowl? He won the MVP.
He
said, how's everybody doing?
Yeah.
Let's make some noise. Come on.
Doing great, Nick.
What year was that with Coy Detmer?
Sneaky six. What, that was the, well.
I'm trying to look it up right now.
02 and 03. I mean, he started, when Donovan broke his ankle, he started. And then he got injured in the San Francisco game.
Yeah, to the elbow. Dislocated elbow.
He had to finish out the NFC Championship game against Carolina.
I remember that.
Yeah, when Donovan broke his ribs.
Yeah, that's where you knew that the game was pretty much over. What was the reaction when Donovan goes down and you know that you have the backup coming in? I guess it's natural.
Which one? The in-season one? The broken ankle?
Yeah, the in-season one.
The broken ankle I remember winning that game and we had just lost to Indy. And so the Arizona game was a big game for us. And so we win that game to go to 7-3, I believe. And then we finish out the last six games 5-1. I mean, it just became defense has to play better. You can't give up a ton of points. And offense just don't lose the ball game.
Yep.
That's basically what it became.
A.J. Feely did that.
Yeah.
You know, he came in, you manage the offense. Nick doesn't have to manage the offense. He can throw the ball a little bit.
He can actually make some plays in the offense. Nick is not I don't know if A.J. was a rookie or a second-year guy. He may have been a rookie that year. So Nick is not A.J. Feely.
No, he's not a rookie. No, he's not.
This guy has experience. He's played in big games.
Let's go to Keith in Newcastle. Keith, you're on with Marks and Reese. What's up?
Hey, how you doing, gentlemen? Look, I am happy for these Eagles. We need to get behind our team and cheer them right to the Super Bowl. I've been listening to people crying. And look, we're here. As fans, let's get behind them. Let's push them on. Now, I got one issue. We're going to need another quarterback. What if Fultz get hurt?
Yeah.
There's a guy out there have experience in Super Bowl play, and that's Kaepernick. I know people are against it, but we need another quarterback.
I wonder why
Fultz
people are against it, though.
I don't know.
If he's not going to protest, if he's not going to protest or be a distraction, well, I don't
we're going to need another quarterback.
Yeah, why
are we going to need an experience? Quarterback.
I can answer, and Keith, thank you. I can answer that question for you, right? Like, you know why they're not going to do it. Even though he's not going to protest, they're still mad that he did it before. That's one reason why they wouldn't. And two, and I'll bet you, Ed Howard's coming in here at 6 o'clock tonight for the players' show. He's going to say it'll be a distraction, and he's not good. He's not that good. And people will say it'll be a distraction.
Distraction for whom?
But if you sign him right now, it's not a distraction by the time the end of the season.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out who is it going to be a distraction for, the players?
For Howard.
Yeah. For Howard, I'm like, is it going to be a distraction for this team? I don't see that.
Well, the distraction would be that they sign him, and then everybody's here, and they're asking questions. What do you think? What do you think? What do you think? I never believed it was a big distraction because you bring him in, you got a week that people have to deal with it, you have another week that you have maybe some more stories,
right.
And then it's over with.
Yeah, I guess Carson Wentz tearing his knee isn't a distraction.
No, but they're the reasons that they...
Do they not have to talk about that all week?
They do.
Are they going to answer questions about that all week?
They will.
Oh, okay.
Indeed. Brandon Graham's going to answer questions tonight at 6 o'clock.
I'm just saying, we say something's going to be a distraction as if the world is going to end, and quite frankly, it's not going to be as big of a distraction as people think that it is.
Well,
it's a story for a day or two or a week. And then he's the backup quarterback, and he's on the sideline. Other than that, if Nick Foles doesn't get hurt, you don't even see him play.
And by the way, Nick Foles has been hurt in his career.
Right.
Like you may need a backup quarterback. And Nate Stubblefield or whatever his name is coming in here, you feel good about him coming in the game?
And let me just say this. I don't believe they're going to sign Colin Kaepernick.
I don't either.
I don't believe that. But the idea that they shouldn't call him or – it is somehow it's going to be detrimental to the team. Well, I just think it's crazy.
Let me say this. I'm sure we're going to have a day or two this week where we talk about this exact subject.
Yeah.
When we get over the Wentz thing and whatever, because I do think it's a definitely a viable topic. One other thing from the game yesterday, It's pretty clear that Ajayi is the lead running back now. He kind of separated himself. And LeGarrette Blount looked cooked yesterday.
Yeah, Ajayi looked great, man.
He looked, except for that the last handoff of the game where it was he almost fumbled it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Was that him or Nick, though?
Like,
sometimes when you're doing that, I don't.
Aikman said on the broadcast that he didn't give him any chance to hand the ball off to him.
He tried to grab it.
Yeah.
Instead of just letting him put it in his stomach.
Frankly, I was surprised Nick just didn't take a knee. Because what's the benefit of that right there? They're only going to have five seconds left anyway. So why risk a handoff to where you could fumble the ball, which they almost did?
Well, I'm assuming they thought they would be able to get all of the clock. If you run a stretch play, that's going to take a few more seconds.
Good point.
So that may, because it was only 1 second left. So they were trying to run the clock out completely.
Good point.
So
that's you take up 5 or 6 seconds
instead
from
of
run.
Just taking the knee immediately.
You didn't want Nick to run around back.
Hell no, no.
like Sean did.
I don't want him to run around anywhere.
888-729-9494.
Nick had to run on his first play. He dropped the snap.
He did, and then he didn't even slide. He dove forward. Like, what are you doing, Nick?
What?
Well, what's he doing diving like that?
He's just playing ball, man.
Okay, and then you're going to have to quarterback the team.